Just 4 weeks removed from Super Bowl Sunday, Peyton Manning is now set to retire. Hello from Broncos headquarters. I'm Matt Boyer, joined now by Phil Milani. And Phil, we saw it today, the announcement coming officially from the team, and then we saw the outpouring of reaction from the football community. What are just some of the highlights that you took away from the outpouring from everybody in the NFL?
Well, it's nice to know a legendary player like Peyton Manning is going out on top after winning Super Bowl 50, but it's also sort of a sad day for the football community, knowing that they're losing one of the all-time greats to ever play the quarterback position. We're here talking in a room where Peyton Manning spent a lot of his time. This is the quarterback's room here at the UC Health Training Center. And gosh, there's been an outpouring of support for Peyton Manning's career, all of his accomplishments. We've seen Tom Brady with a very nice Facebook post. We've seen Benny Fowler tweet about it. Of course, Fowler caught his last pass ever, and that was a two-point conversion there in the Super Bowl. So an outpouring of support for Peyton Manning, and I think it just shows the lasting impact that he's had on this game. He's really changed the way quarterbacks play this game, and today you've seen nothing but outpouring support for Peyton Manning.
Now, we've seen it, too, from not only in Denver, but we've seen it from the New Orleans community, the Tennessee community, the Indianapolis community, all of these places that Peyton Manning has touched one time or another in his football career have such great respect and such great admiration for what he's been able to do in his football career.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and just the impact that he's had here in this Denver community, all the community work that he does, his impact will certainly be missed. I know that there was probably kids all around the country this morning waking up, finding out the news, and crying in tears, you know, sad that one of their sports heroes is retiring. And, of course, the emotion just getting started. Broncos planning on having a very nice press conference on Monday morning at 11 o'clock. Of course, we'll have that for you on DenverBroncos.com. I believe that John Elway will be speaking, head coach Gary Kubiak speaking, and also a lot of guests.
So, Joe Ellis, of course.
Yeah, Joe Ellis, president and CEO Joe Ellis. So it should be a very nice little touching tribute for that. So the reaction here to Peyton Manning announcing that he will be retiring, the official statement coming on Monday morning. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.